It was a meeting last night between the superintendent of schools, the Office of Education, and the Department of Public Health. And the superintendent of schools, Steve Harrington, is with us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Pat.
So you got together last night trying to figure out some sort of protocol, a standard protocol to have in place to figure out when schools should be closed because of poor air quality. How did you arrive at the conclusion you did?
We used a variety of standards, and first of all, it's the independent decision of the 40 school districts what they want to do.
It's a recommendation from you, right?
So it's a recommendation by which they could build their decision upon. Knowing that, we talked to the county health director, and we reviewed her standards of what she was looking at, and we reviewed what we could accept as a common standard. Because Sonoma County may not even know that they're in two different air quality control boards who give out two different set of readings. So trying to find a common measurement was the first thing we worked on. And we decided to use purpleair.com, even though it's a higher point, it has a higher reading statement because it's not constantly calibrated, but that reports regularly. And the other air quality reporting standards are report every hour, every 2 hours, so you don't necessarily get a current reading. So we agreed upon that, we decided to look at the best reading for our county, county-wide. And we came to the conclusion that if we had to force a closure of schools at all, and we would cancel classes, it would be based on the 275 reading of the higher reporting standard. And because it would be done at a common measurement time. We weren't all reporting or making decisions
right.
common things. So those are the things we took into place. CDC standards, air quality control standards, and other counties. We looked at all the other surrounding counties who were ahead a little bit of us on this and adopted some standards earlier.
Well, you can imagine that you're not going to please all the people all the time, no matter what you do.
No, we haven't.
And so just one of the comments, Steve, from KSRO.com, so sad that SCOE doesn't care enough about the well-being of our kids and teachers not to protect their health. And I think people are up in arms because that 275 marker is so well into the red zone of unhealthy.
And once again, it's based on the purple readings for the purpleair.com, which gives us a higher reading. So when we see it at 275 on the high scale, we decided that's a fair mark in which to make the decision at 5 o'clock because it will only go up from there. And schools should close at 300.
At 300. Okay.
And so we wanted to make the call in a relatively concise time, consistently in the county, rather than random times throughout the county. We have one school district closed today. It's Gravenstein. And we have Montessori Charter School closed in Petaluma. All the other schools are scheduled for opening. Also, the readings today are in the 150s to 160s.
Yeah, I was going to say, according to purple.com, nobody is near the 200 mark this morning.
No.
Yeah.
So, and as you're right, we didn't please everybody, but we now have a common measurement by which to make, they can provide guidance to the superintendents in making their individual decisions.
And again, as you said earlier, Steve, what people want to do, what districts want to do on their own will be up to them. And at that point, at the 300 point, is that an automatic, that's everybody's closed period,
that's
no matter
CDC,
what you think?
That's a CDC recommendation.
Okay. So, hopefully we've passed the point where the readings are going to be.
We have passed that point, I hope. I've been working with the Butte County Superintendent. Last night, I was on the phone with him as well as he was going through some of the same procedures we did a year ago.
Yeah, because, I mean, in terms of paradise itself, it's hard to imagine the kids really having to deal with going back to school at this point because there aren't many schools to go back to.
There are no schools to go back to for Paradise Community. They've lost, they have 3,000 students. They don't have any of their schools. They only have half their bus fleet. They're in a very, very sad situation.
Do they have a plan at this stage, Steve, in terms of trying to place those kids in, some school in the area?
Well, Chico's trying to help them out. And I don't know how their boundaries run in that county very well, but something was done being talked about for Oroville as well. But the way it is right now, those are all considered foster youth.
Yeah.
Under the federal standard.
Yeah.
And so they have open assignment. They get to go to any school they want to. And but right now, the district superintendent and the county superintendent are trying to get them located as units of students, because it's good to keep your peer group together. And several of the Chico schools are going to open their campuses up to house some of those students. The problem with it is going to be, how do those students go down the hill to get to those schools? There's no bus system, so we're trying to work that out.
And, of course, many of those kids are well outside of the area now, I would imagine.
I know from our own fire, we lost about 600 students right after the fire countywide. We've lost 1600 students from last year to this year.
And that's a big number for the Sonoma County.
It is a big number, and it's the money. It's the number which schools are funded on. It's the money number, and it can hurt.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're reaching out to the folks in Butte County. They're going to need all of us moving forward, I think.
Yes, they are.
All right.
I would suggest parents look at the Butte County website, because they set up a school's relief fund just like we did for trauma-informed instruction for kids support.
Very good, because we know how essential that part of the equation is and still is for us 13 months later. Steve, thanks for being with us this morning. I know it's been a busy couple of days for you, so we will continue to let people know about that 275 or higher mark as a roadmap to when schools should be closed. This morning, though, we're in pretty good shape.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that is Steve Harrington. He is the superintendent of schools in Sonoma County. And again, a lot of parents think that number, that 275 marker, is too high. And some parents have said, we'll just keep our kids home when we believe it reaches a different kind of marker.